trying to relate that back to the bid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and to be honest, on this particular project, because we're using curved steel beams, oh, well, this may not be related directly to your question, but because we're related to this curved steel beams and we have to wait for that rolling to occur at the mill, that's what's going to set our critical path as far as completion of the project.
We're agendized for the bid award, not for talking about the actual.
Yeah.
That's why I was trying to.
Gotcha. I got you.
Huff, do you have any concerns with recommendation? Are you?
No, I'm good with Hartman.
Mr. Albritton, I'm going to drag you into this. With your expertise and experience, are you good with the? I've just not done any business with them, so I don't know. I've not done business with any of them, really.
What I understand, they're well qualified.
Okay. You guys have any questions or concerns?
Are you saying Heartland?
Hartman.
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 I was hearing it one time,
yeah.
And then the other. Okay.
Hartman. Hartman.
Okay.
And company. And again,
thank
they're
you.
In Springfield, Missouri.
Move to award bid number 2018. Excuse me. Is there a bid number on that? It's just a GRE project. What's the actual?
It's actually, it's going to, it's, what, yeah, it's the Coon Creek Bridge.
That was the same. That's what I started reading. Move to award the Coon Creek Bridge project to Hartman Construction in the amount of, what was it,
$1,255,600.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Just make a note, this is going to be awesome when it's done.
Yeah. It's going to be a great project.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Taney County Regional Sewer District Amendment to Intergovernmental Agreement, Lakeway Village Wastewater Treatment Facility, Venice on the Lake Project, Ridgedale Sanitary Sewer Project, Turkey Creek Sanitary Sewer Project, and Sanitary Sewer Project Phase 5.
Good morning.
Yeah, as you just stated there, Commissioner, the Taney County Regional Sewer District, at the time of this staff report, which is May 22nd, they had four amendments to the existing intergovernmental agreements that they wanted to present for review and approval. Mr. Albritton has requested to go through each one of these individually and discuss them with the commission because some do warrant some explanation of where we're at. So I'll turn it over to Brad.
Thank you, John. We want to begin with the Lakeway Village project. I'll give a summary that project started out with a treatment plant, a new construction of a wastewater treatment facility. That project was substantially complete around the first of this year, and the sewer district took over the collection system that connects into the treatment facility at Lakeway. That system's quite old and consists of gravity lines as well as septic tanks at each home. And those were maintained by the previous owner, the previous developer who owned the sewer system. The district has incurred, since we've taken that system over, we've started to get calls from the folks that live out there saying their septic tanks are collapsing in and things like that. And there were a lot of old metal tanks installed out there. And we have to date replaced three because they were pretty serious situations, almost emergency situations for the homeowners. So what I am requesting today is an amendment to our existing intergovernmental funding agreement for the Lakeway project to be able to use the remaining funds for the project in the funding agreement, the original amount, which was $1.5 million, and we spent about $1.2 something. There's $300 something thousand left over to use those remaining funds for collection system improvements, which we would improve and replace the septic tanks, and we would also be able to use that money to improve the collection lines, the sewer mains, which do not have manholes and do not have cleanouts. We've had one issue where we've had to make a repair already. I don't envision using the entire $300,000 of change to do this, but I do think we're going to incur quite a bit more problems with septic tanks at people's homes, as well as on the collection system.
How many residents are you
talking
about?
There's about 60.
How did, I guess I'm ignorant to it. Do the septic tanks then, instead of having like a lateral line or leach field or whatever, they then go into the collection system?
That's right. Yeah, so they settle solids out and allow the gray water to go into the collection system, and then that's typically all that ends up down at the plant. And you do get a little bit of, you know, solid at the plant. But if, and we considered turning these back over to the homeowner at the sewer board, discussed that with them, and thought better of that, that most people probably would not maintain their tanks as they should, and we would end up having bigger problems in the future with sludge buildup and things like that.
Did I understand you to say that the previous owner of the, what we took over, he owned the tanks, he put the tank, owned them?
Yes.
So did he already have like a permanent easement for that? Did we obtain that at the same time?
We, in our transfer documents, if you will, with the past owner, we accepted all easements like they were, but we're not finding any easements recorded with any property. We're still searching those out to see if there was anything maybe recorded with the deed or included with the deed that it included something about sewer. But what we were told that their situation was out there, that the owner maintained from the tank all the way down to the plant, including the plant.
The owner being the original developer?
Yes.
Not the owner of the...
That's
you
correct.
Said from the tank to the plant.
Yeah, including the tank.
Including the tank.
Yes, all the way down to the plant.
You say that's what you were told, or that's what you have found?
That's what they informed us of.
Who's they?
Mr. Scott and Mr. Pickering, previous owners.
But there's nothing been recorded? You haven't found any documentation?
Not yet. I'm still searching for that. We're going to get the request the help of a title company.
Are we talking about replacing and leaving it like as a septic tank? Are we talking about hooking directly the line?
No, we're talking about replacing the tank because the lines are small diameter within the collection system. They're like 3 inch. Some of them are 4, but they're 3, so they're really small compared to what it should be an 8 inch if you were going to go normal gravity.
If you're going to do sewer. Well, now, if you're just doing gray water, then it would be the 3 inch.
It's probably okay.
Like you said, the solid collection. And
that's right.
Where exactly is Lakeway Village?
It is, if you go south of the junction of, go south on 160, the junction by Scooters, Kissy Mills.
It's down south toward my way.
It's like due south of that intersection, you know, a mile or so.
So if we're going to replace them with a tank, then after X number of years, then there's a strong possibility they could end up on our tank pump out program.
No, we would maintain those.
I said they'd be maintaining them.
You'd maintain them.
Yes.
Which would still come out of the same funding source as the. Now, they pay a sewer bill then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. At least initially, the pumping would come out. Eventually, you know, that would be more of an operational expense.
Right, so I'm saying, but they pay a fee.
Yes.
They pay the same sewer bill like everyone else.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then that's.
In lieu of not knowing in a paper document that we have an easement on there, it looks to me like that if we don't find one, then we need to have an easement from each homeowner.
Yes. Yeah, and we've got that in the works as well. It was just an emergency situation with 3 of these homes, and we know we're going to have them.
Yeah. So does the sewer district actually replace that themselves so we don't have to go out for bid or anything?
We use Stalk Up Excavating. We got some quotes. He gave us a bid. He gave us a really fair bid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it so much per location?
Yeah, it was like $2,500 for most of them. I think one of them was $3,000, and he gives us a price for breaking rock if he needs to. But we'd like to put in little bigger tanks there, but most of the time the location there where they were installed previously doesn't allow for it. So we're just going back in and buying a 5 gallon tank of what was there before.
They were 500.
Yes, yeah, so some of them are 300, but yeah, 500.
Going back with concrete, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's the only way to go. And we don't envision that some of the newer homes out there we think are concrete, but we're in the process of going around and checking all those.
Checking too.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to spend like $300,000 out there. I hope not.
Well, especially just on septic tanks.
Just on
like
septic
tanks. Like
you
said, you might have some manholes and some.
Yeah, we need to. We had a leak. We had a break that was discharging out into the little drainage way, a little creek. We fixed that. So if we have other areas we'd like to, you know, properly fix that, install clean out. If we'd install a manhole, but we might decide to do that in some locations. But
and like I said, this is no increase. It's just a
reallocation
of funds. Okay.
That's right. So
you basically want to just amend the
services, essentially. Yeah, and I did do the timeline there. Extended it out to the end of 2019.
Okay. Do you want to do these one at a time, or do you want to? Do you guys want to do these one at a time, or do you want to listen to them all and then decide, or what do you want to do?
I think we might should do them one at a time, do it if you're wanting to. So that would be, your amendment to the agreement is between?
It'd be between Taney County and the Regional Sewer
Regional
District
Sewer
for the
District.
Purpose of Lakeway Village Wastewater Treatment Facility.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Move to approve the amendment to the intergovernmental funding agreement by between Regional Sewer District and Taney County for the Lakeway Village Wastewater Treatment Facility.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. So the next one summarizes the Venice on the Lake project. For the last couple of years, the district has been working on the design, overall design of that project, which extends from about the eastern city limits of Merriam Woods and Rockaway Beach over towards the Cedar Point area along Highway 176. And encompasses a little less than 400 customers. And we propose to complete that project over the next 5 years before the sewer sales tax is set to expire in 2023. And we are proposing a first phase, which would serve around 125 customers or so, starting on the west side of the project. And in order to finalize our design, proceed through our easement condemnation process, recording fees, and we also have two lift station site purchases that we need to complete, as well as legal services to assist with all those things. I need an additional $75,000. So just requesting a funding agreement amendment to complete those services for $75,000. It does extend the date out till the end of 2019, but we do anticipate bidding this project, this first phase, as soon as we finish the easement condemnation process, which we think is probably going to wrap up towards the end of this year now because things have dragged out a little bit.
Once you guys get the project online or whatever, you're still planning on taking it down to Rockaway, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Can Rockaway handle it?
I'm sorry?
Can Rockaway handle it?
I think they can. It is more expensive to treat there currently. It's my thought that once our flow, which is not going to be a great amount of flow initially, but once our project starts connecting in there, it's going to add a decent amount of extra flow, and the operations cost shouldn't go up substantially. So I think the cost eventually may come down at the treatment plant. And I do sit on that sewer utility cost services board, so the sewer district's involved with that pretty heavily.
And I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, the city of Rockaway has proved over the last couple of years that they can handle it. They've gotten much better on their operations, and they're just the handling of everything. So
they've got a lot better, but don't they still come to us and ask for the money to do it?
Yeah, I don't know that all their problems are completely solved, but we've raised the rate down there. They should be funding. We've got a meeting, I think, later, not this month, but next month with them, just to get an update. But it's better than it was back prior, you know, 3 or 4 years ago for sure.
And they've recently done a repair down there and actually paid for it out of their own funds. So they're starting to build a little bit of revenue in the repair. replacement account. So that's a good step forward in what we've seen.